like with that attitude, I think it could be easy to kind of slip into like, you know, just kind of like an unhappiness with the world when you're looking to kind of get out of it.
Yes. Yes.
And I've heard that the Buddha Sangha, when the Buddha was living, was incredibly happy and, you know, joyful because they were all been how you balance.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a really important sort of question, because it depends how it's approached and held. So that sense of that search for freedom from samsara, freedom from suffering, you know, is, yeah, the importance of being able to understand this is not personal. We of course make it very personal, which is why we suffer. but this is not personal. This samsara is just doing what samsara does, and deluded beings are just doing what deluded beings do. And so that being able to, but also seeing, reflecting on the limitation of that, and I think probably this balance of the Brahma-viharas are an important counterpoint to the kind of this, say, the dry investigation of, okay, you've got to, because it's even when you think in terms of the, say, like, the, you know, reflection on asubha gamatana, which is, okay, the contemplation of the unbeautiful, the not attractive, and the hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth and skin, the different parts of the external body, the internal organs, and all the things that ooze around and out and whatnot. And so I think, oh, this is really disgusting. But the way that the Buddha describes it, like in the Satipatthana Sutta, how it's held is the description is of a sack. You know, contemplating the body as if it's a sack, you know, with holes at both ends. And, you know, it's already a bit vivid, but the sense of this is hill rice, this is paddy rice, this is brown rice, these are green beans, these are yellow beans, these are mung beans. So they sort of say, yeah, that's the feeling that one gets is one of being very neutral and unshaken again. This is just what it is. So viewing the body like that, but then expanding that out, and so, yeah, one's viewing the world like that, we're viewing samsara like that. It's just this, yeah, this is, and that's, say, like this. There's a set of teachings that comes up over and over and over again through the suttas, and it has a variety of starting points. Sometimes it starts from suffering and wise reflection. Sometimes it starts from faith. Sometimes it starts from sila. There's different elements of beginning, but then through that there's an arising of, say, of delight, of pamoja. And then with this sense of delight and pamoja, there's the arising of joy, of piti. And then with joy as a basis, the arising of tranquility and sort of ease and relaxing, pasati, and then with pasati as a foundation, and there's a rising of sukha, you know, sort of happiness of both physical and mental happiness, and then with the experience of sukha as a foundation, there's the rising of samadhi. And it's also interesting that there, in some of the suttas, the Buddha actually stops at that point, and the happy mind is easily concentrated, which is sort of usually, certainly I went about it backwards, and I think that most everybody else goes about it backwards, in the sense of, you know, when I get my samadhi together, then I'm going to be happy. You know, but the Buddha, who is a lot more wise than we are, get your happiness together, and samadhi arises. But then the with samadhi as the causing condition, there's the arising of knowledge and vision of the way things truly are. And so yatha bhuta jnanadasana, sort of this sense of, there's this knowledge and vision, this is the way things truly are. It's like this. And that's a theme that comes up in Ajahn Chah's teachings. It's like this. Kenny, it's only this much. It's just this much. It's like this. Or it's Lupa Samero, it's like this. it's really that knowledge and vision of seeing things as they truly are. And it's through that knowledge and vision of things as they truly are that there's a sense of stepping back, a sense of dispassion and disenchantment. So, but the foundation is one of well-being. It's not like we have this disenchantment and dispassion and relinquishment coming out of negatively convincing ourselves that something's absolutely wrong. It's like you pay attention to the sources of well-being and clarity, and the heart releases and it disentangles.